The stakes are high in the Golan Heights for Israel and Syria, but what are the stakes for the residents of Golan? We sent the world's Matthew Bell to the territory to find out.
Most Israelis live in places that are very hot, very dry, or both for much of the year, and that makes the Golan Heights such an attractive getaway destination. It's got beautiful hills, cool breezes, and sandy beaches along the Sea of Galilee. For wintertime trips, the one and only Israeli-run ski area is here. The Golan's natural beauty is one reason many Israelis are not wild about giving this land back to Syria. It's also what attracted people like David Aline to come and live here 35 years ago. He's a beekeeper who lives on a moshav, or agricultural settlement, in the southern Golan.
When I came here, there was a friend of mine who was with me in the army, and he had some beehives, and he said, come and look at this. It was love at first sight, you know, and that really got me, and I started a small-time thing, and now it's a full-time job.
Aline's two-man operation keeps 500 beehives. It produces and sells about 15 tons of honey a year. Aline pulls back the lid on one of the hives to show me some bees at work.
And this doesn't bother me, you opening the lid?
You have to be very careful, you know, slow movements, and if they've got something to do, they're okay, they don't bother you. But if they haven't got anything to do, they go mad.
When I ask Aline what happens if Israel and Syria eventually sign a peace agreement, he says that's a question he's been dealing with for a long time.
I mean, look, since we came here in 1974, people said, oh, well, what are you going to do when the Golan is given to Syria? We said, okay, well, let's manage, we'll manage. And in the meantime, 30-something years have gone past and nothing has happened. So I say, it reminds you of San Francisco, that they say there may be an earthquake. Okay, so you can't go around worrying what's going to happen if.
It's been reported at various times over the years that the Israeli government has been willing to give up the Golan Heights. Aline chuckles at the thought.
The Israeli politicians may have been ready to give us back to Syria, but the Syrians didn't want it. They want on their terms. Perhaps our luck is that we have the Assad family who are always looking after us and saying, no, no, we want everything.
The Assads are Syria's ruling political family. Hafez Assad was president for 30 years until 2000. That's when he died and his son Bashar Assad took over the presidency. Most experts believe that the 18,000 or so Jewish settlers in the Golan would be forced to leave if the territory is returned to Syria. And that would not be a tragedy, says Abu Ad Ali.
I don't think that they are belong to these places.
Ali is a physician who lives in one of the Druze villages of the Golan. About 20,000 Druze live here. They are the Arabs of the region who used to be Syrian citizens. Now most of them have undefined legal status. Ali would like that cleared up. He wants the Golan returned to Syria. Sitting beneath a Syrian flag hanging on his living room wall, Ali says the one thing he believes from Israeli leaders is that their country is being built for the Jews, not for Arabs or Muslims or the Druze of the Golan. Ali says the real tragedy is the story of the tens of thousands of Golani Druze who were driven from their homes by the Israelis in the 1967 war. There are visible remnants of that time of conflict here, uncleared minefields and dilapidated trenches. There are also Israeli military bases in the Golan, but the area doesn't have nearly the same feel of a militarized zone like the Israeli-occupied West Bank. People are pretty much free to move around here, and the economy isn't bad. That's probably why Syrian nationalism doesn't run strong among many of the younger generation.
And what's your name?
Rami.
Rami. And what is the name of your business?
Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride.
Yeah.
Rami sells auto accessories and details cars in a Druze village right on the border with Syria. Israeli tourists are a big part of his business, and that's his number one priority.
All the time I like money. Because money is honey.
Money is honey.
Money is honey.
Do you have a dream to go back to be part of Syria again?
No. No.
Why not?
I don't like it.
Why not?
Rami says he was born here long after the Israelis took control. He doesn't know much about Syria and doesn't think about politics anyway. A lot of younger Golani Druze are the same way. And when they do think about politics, they're uneasy about the possibility of someday living under Syria's politically repressive system. But again, that's a worry for the future. And after so many years of stalemate, few people here, among the Druze or Jewish settlers, are betting that a peace deal between Israel and Syria is right around the corner. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Majid El-Shams, in the Golan Heights.